భోగినేషు భవాన్ సత్తం by ropes of affection for his family, wife, children, and other relatives.
Ko griheshu kumana taktam apanam jitendriya. స్నేహ పాశవి జృహై స్నేహ పాశవి జృహై బద్ధం ఉత్సాహిత విముచి యాక్చువల్లీ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ లైఫ్ ఇస్ అవర్ బాండేజ్ ఇట్ మే బి దట్ లైఫ్ gold handcuff or iron handcuff. So, handcuff is bondage. Either it is made of gold or iron, it doesn't matter. So, we are in this material world, handcuffed, imprisoned. Our aim of life is how to get out of this material bondage or prison house. Lord Maharaj in another place when he was asked by his father what the best education he had received from his teacher, the father asked him to explain. So the son నిత్యాపఘాతం గృహ అంధకూపం వనంగతో జన పరిమాసరి. దిస్ ఈస్ ది బెస్ట్ థింగ్ ఇస్ దట్ వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ నిత్యా ఆత్మఘాతం గృహ అంధకూపం గృహ దిస్ family life is called Vriyandhukupam, just like a man thrown in the dark well. So it is sure death, apaghatam. Unless we are very cautious, this Vriyandhukupam, this family life, is very dangerous for spiritual advancement. Therefore, according to Vedic system, it is very regulated. First of all, one is trained up as brahmachari not to be attached in sex life. That is brahmachari. Serious. Just like this boy is still there. If you train them how to remain in celibacy, they can be trained. The first training is brahmachari. To remain in the Gurukul, they are innocent, as you will train them, they will train them. So in the beginning of life, to train the children as brahmachari is essential. The fact is that one may not be attached to sex life. Sex life only allow to begin children. That's all. Putrachitriyapivajya. Putra pinna prayajanam. Punnamastrachi iti putra. These are the basic intentions. Bhajya, one is accepted. Putrachi, only for having good children. And the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, dharma viruddha kama king. That's the sex life is when it is not against the religious principle, that sex life I am. Dharma viruddha. So, dharma viruddha of which is not against religious things. In this way, you will find, according to basic system, the sex life is practically denied. But, because we are now in the conditioned state, it is very difficult to completely deny sex life. There is regulation. First of all, training, no sex life. If you can remain without sex life, the brahmachari, it is very good. But if you cannot, then get yourself married, leave the wife, but have sex only for present, for sensing that. Therefore, even one is married, if he is sticking to one wife, and the wife is sticking to one man, that is real marriage. Then the husband is also called brahmachari, even though he is a dear. And the wife is called chaste. So this is human thing, real husband. That also allow only for few years. Not few years. Formerly, as you have calculated, that people used to live for 100 years. So 24 years, 25 years brahmachari, 25 years grihastha, 25 years vanaprastha. Last 25 years, sunnah. Ultimately, sunnah is trained. Then these four ashramas, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sunnah, in three ashramas, there is no sex life. Brahmachari, vanaprastha, and sunnah. Only grihastha allows sex life. That is also restricted. Only for beginning. When the basic civil is that sex life is actually denied. Only in grihastha life with the restriction. Not that whenever I die. No. That is bondage. So long we will be attached to sex life, then we will have to accept this material body. Janavaisanadibhihamedisukhammitucham kanduyanina karayu rivarikkhadukham. We should remember this. But what will be effect unless we are trained? people are not educated, what is the value of life, how life should be conducted, what is the aim of life. But everything can be done. There is no difficulty. Just like a man practicing to lead, I think everyone you know, he takes on his back one small cup. It grows when the cup becomes a very big bull, one gets it. Which is a practice. But all of us have, if you want to lift one big bull on your shoulder, that is not. But if you practice to take the little cup from the very beginning, it grows and your strength grows. It grows with this gradual process. So, this human form of life, the whole training is very basic. How to avoid that is liberation. If I have got desire for sex life, somewhere or other, then I will have to take birth again in this material world to satisfy. So the training should be how to give up this idea. And it is possible, if training is there, then it is possible. That is the instruction of Prahlad Maharaj. Komarvasarit prajna dharmana bhagavata. From the very beginning, children should be trained in this life. That is the responsibility, actually, father, mother's affection. But the father, mother do not know what is the aim of life. They, neither they are trained up, how they can train up their children. But here is the prescription, how to train up. So, in this age, although it is very difficult task, at least if we teach our children to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then everything is possible. That is the facility of this age. Clearly, gradually, train up to the highest perfection. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's benediction is there. Yahate Sarvasiddhi Harivatama. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, you will get all perfection of life. So, either that Natandas Sakhu saying, Griyeva Bonete Sakhi Hadavanga Bodhya. So, don't be afraid that because we are in this stage, we cannot be trained up, it is very difficult. But we can very easily chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That is a special concession of this age. Just tell these children who are dancing and chanting. And it is a duty of the parents to train the children in such a way they will get liberty in this very life. Father and mother, they should think of that innocent children, that this boy, this child, should come to us. Now let us train him in such a way that he will get delivered. No one but that. This is real responsibility of father. Pita na sasya, janani na sasya, guru, everyone's duty should be how to give relief that the living entities from these classes of birth and death. That is ideal civilization. So, Prahlad Maharaj said, if we don't train up in the beginning, then ko viheshu kumar Saptam, Atma, Atmanam Aditendriya. Atmanam Aditendriya. The whole training is to control the senses. And the most powerful sense is the tongue. Sense control begins from the tongue. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given you the song. Tāra madhya jīvāvati lavo māya sudunmat. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives a description that sarīra avidyā jā jarendriya tahe kār. This body is the impediment. We are in the prison of this material world. How we are imprisoned? We have been given a material body. This is impediment. And we are very happy to keep this body very comfortably without knowing the meaning of life. That is avidyaja, a network of ignorance. Sarira vidraja. And the senses are our greatest enemies. Unless you control the senses, we are put into this avidraja network. And out of all the senses, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, tarvadde jiva. Jiva means tar. Jiva vati lobho maya sudurmati. It is very greedy, jiva, to control the tongue. To control the senses and begin with the controlling the tongue. That is also very difficult job. So therefore, to control the tongue, best thing is to take Krishna prasada. First of all, offer to Krishna and then take. Krishna varo gamaya parivare juhara. At least if we think it is a vow that I shall not eat anything which is not offered to Krishna, that will help us. Krishna varo gamaya parivare juhara. Saprasad anna dilo bhai. So, with tongue begins spiritual life. If we restrict our tongue, not to talk uselessly, simply talk of Krishna or chant Hare Krishna, read Krishna book, chant Hare Krishna, and when you are hungry, take Krishna prasada, then it will work. You can control the tongue. And if you can control the tongue, then you can control other senses very easily. That was pronounced. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given very easy formula. Tāramadri jīvāvati lobhomāya sudunmati tarejitha kodhina samsāre Krishna varadāyamāya. Krishna is so kind that from Vaikuntha he has come here. In this remote village of Avalis. It's so fine. Just to accept your service. Don't think that here is a dog. No, Krishna. Krishna, on the request of the devotee, he has come. We should always remember this. That here is Krishna personally present. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he requires only advanced steps when he saw Jagannath at the Puri temple, immediately fainted, killing. So, it is only advanced understanding. But primary understanding is that here is Krishna. Don't think that he is the dog. Even if you think it is God, that Krishna has come to you in the form of God, so that you can see. Otherwise, Krishna is always present everywhere. We cannot see, or you can handle. Krishna's everything. So Krishna is so kind that he has come here to be seen by you, to be touched by you, to be dressed by you, to be decorated by you, to accept whatever you nicely offer with bhakti. Krishna is not hungry. Our Krishna has no food at his Vaikuntha. No. He has done. He is supplying everyone's food. So he has got everything. We should always remember that he has kindly come for our benefit. So let us be always cautious and very respectful and offer him the nicest prasadam, prepared with great attention. In this way, if we practice, then our life becomes very successful. Otherwise, we shall be very much attached because we are aditendriya. We cannot control our senses. Very difficult. If you take Krishna prasadam, although apparently we are greedy, but on account of taking Krishna prasadam, it is neutralized. But our greediness, by taking Krishna prasadam, it is neutralized. Sneha path, this sneha path, sneha is there. Sneha means affection. Everyone got affection. These cats and dogs, they have got all affection. But the affection is wrongly placed. We are affectionate to this skin, to this body. So this is wrong affection. Real affection is to the soul. That we do not know. We have no information. We are loving our child. That's very good. But not the soul, but the body. In this somewhere or other, the child is dead, or the father is dead. We cry, father has gone. Why father has gone? The body which you love, that is lying there. So we do not know whom to love. If we love actually, let us love the soul. How the soul love, to love means for benefit. That is real love. I love you for your benefit. You love me for my benefit. If I so-called love you for my benefit, that is lust. In this material world, there cannot be love. It is not possible. Because everyone loves so-called love. He loves his self-gratification. A young boy loves a young woman for his self-gratification, not for her self-gratification. Similarly, she also. In this material, this teaching is there. I want to satisfy my lusty desire, but it is going on in the name of love. There cannot be any love in this material world. Because love is between spirit and spirit. But if we try to love the Supreme Spirit, Krishna, then we can understand how our love can be spread in the spiritual world. Samasarvesu bhuteshu madhavati ramati para brahma bhuta prasanna atma nasodhati nakhasati samasarvesu bhuteshu. When you come to the spiritual platform, then actual love begins. Madhavati ramati para. That love begins if we can love Krishna. Then through Krishna's love, we can expand our love for everyone. Just like watering the root of the tree, the energy is expanded to the leaves, to the flowers, to the branches. Similarly, if we want to love everyone, that's why we are coming, compassion. Nobody loves nobody. That is all professional business. If we actually love Krishna, then we can expand our love. Patriotism, socialism, this is rationality. We are trying to spread this Krishna consciousness from back all over the world because on account of love. Somewhere or other, we have come in contact with Krishna. We are understanding that these people are in maya or in ignorance. They do not know how to become happy. Little attempt is let them become Krishna conscious. This is out of love. Everyone is suffering for want of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we are taking so much trouble. This is at least one side that Krishna wants them to deliver. And if we work on behalf of Krishna, that is also love. We love Krishna. So, we have got everything in writing, in book, in instruction. Our duty is to take them rightly and utilize it properly. Advance in Krishna consciousness, name of party. Otherwise, we shall be in a platform, on a platform of false love. The platform of false love, we know, today one pair is married, but because the love is on the false platform, the next day there is life. That is not love. So that kind of love has no meaning. That kind of affection has no meaning. It is simply bondage. So try to our own aim is how to become free from this material bondage and real snake, real affection, real love to display, and that can be done through Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, they are all false. Neva Pasa Jirayvadyam Pusahita. With mind so strong that we are taking this false thing as reality, it is very difficult to give it up. That is explained by Krishna. Vaivijisa gunamai mama maya dhrutvaya. Mama eva yapparvaddhanti maya. This is only if we become pure devotee of Krishna, then my love will be extended to everyone. Not only my society, but to everyone. This is not that, this is my children, there is other children, all children, all human beings, not my countrymen, all other countrymen. Not only human beings, but animals. That is it. It is not that I am safe and let the animals be killed in this slaughter house. No, that is not. That means for everyone. Samastha Dilkutu. Equality to all living. That is real. That is real Krishna consciousness. A lover of Krishna will hesitate to kill in one hand. You know this story. Brigad. That is love. Because one has got, just like this guy, if I like, I can kill him. There is no difficulty. But does it mean that I shall kill him? No. Similarly, the small ant, anyone can kill. No. Here is a living entity. Part and parcel of Krishna. Tavasar, you should not be unnecessary. Kill. We should be careful. Not that. Trample over the ants and let them be killed. No. Everything should be carefully done. Of course, we cannot stop this, but we should be careful, and if it is done, then if we remain Krishna conscious, Krishna will excuse the jnana karma. So, therefore, the business should be If we walk at all, we shall walk perfectly. Then is some anti-state, not mainly unbending. Then we will adjust by simple activity. Otherwise, immediately knock it down. Here is a man, a skill. This nature's law is so minute. Every minute they account is there. But if you remain in the business of Krishna consciousness, then there is escape. Otherwise, everyone is become obliged. If I take from you 1 cent, I have to pay you with 4 cents with interest, compound interest. This is the law. We are just as taking money from others. Unless we spend it for Krishna, then we shall be obliged to return. So, devursi bhutaktu nirana prishnena nāyagarini sa kintara rājan sarmātmanādi saranam karandam prasumakandam parihuttuka. We have got so many obligations, devursi, to the demigods, to the saintly, great sages, rishi. Because rishis have given us, just like Vyasa has given us this literature. So, we are obliged to him. We are indebted to him. We are indebted to the demigods, the sun is young, sunshine, the moon is giving sign. And the cloud, Indra, is giving us water. So we are all indifferent. We worship Buddha. Therefore, there are so many different types of yagas mentioned in the Vedic literature. But if you perform one yagga, some kirtan yagga, then you become clear from everyone's day. Gato mukundam saranam saranam. Then we are free from our death. In this way, we have to execute this consciousness moment very carefully. And the simple process is chant Hare Krishna. Thank you.